It's late at night. It's so late that it's only 6 minutes to midnight. And I'm here in my kitchen in Cork in Ireland. And I've got some very strange instruments around me. Very unusual, very unconventional. And if I tell you that I have a fountain pen and it's got mystery black ink in it. And I've just filled the pen for the first time in a year. Pen is called a Mont Blanc. M-O-N-T-B-L-A-N-C. So it's a Mont Blanc pen I've got in my hand. Given to me as a gift by one of my sons once. And the ink bottle itself is a beautiful piece of kit. And I'm going to use it to write in something, but I daren't say what it is in case certain people hear what I'm doing. But the thing is, I'm somebody who does an awful lot of social media communications, really. I do a lot of Twitter, a lot of Instagram, quite a lot of podcasting. I use Google+. Anyway, this isn't to give you a list of what I do. But it's more to do with the odd combination, I think, of being an ardent user of Twitter, but also being a lover of the fountain pen. Yes, I really am a lover of the fountain pen. My love affair with fountain pen began a long time ago when I wasn't really in love with it. It was that I learned to handwrite with a pen that you dipped in an ink well. And we had a desk at school, and each person had their own desk. It's how I remember it. And you had a pen with a nib. Now, it wasn't a quill, not that old, but the nib you dipped into an ink well, and you then wrote. And I was never very good as a writer, you know. I don't have ornate handwriting, and it's quite difficult sometimes to decipher my handwriting. But I certainly remember fondly the ink and the mess it made on your fingers, and the difference between indelible, and I suppose you'd call it delible ink. That is ink you could wash off under a tap, and ink that you had to scrub off. Oh yeah, the amount of ink I've had all over my hands, I can tell you. Tell you a story or two about ink. I don't remember, you know, flicking ink at other people at school. I can just think back now. I imagine that, if we had fountain pens like we had, we could flick ink at each other. No, we didn't do that. I certainly think we'd have been in very big trouble. But then the pen I used as a kid was called an Osmeroid. I don't even know if that company still exists. But my father had a real negativity towards Parker. He thought, and he used to stock and sell Parker pens in the family bookshop, which sold more than books. But he was against Parker. He thought they spent too much on advertising. I think he thought that the product that you got wasn't really worth it. He himself used to have a Waterman pen. And I think I kind of grew up thinking Waterman were very good, an awful lot better than Parker. I never heard of a Mont Blanc when I was young. I never heard of a Cross when I was young. And there are lots of other fountain pens that I are much too, as my father would have called them, swanky for me to have anything to do with them. But Osmeroid was the one for a long time. I think I probably went through school without any writing with anything except a fountain pen. That's all we were allowed to write with. I think biros were banned. And it wasn't until I went to university and had to take a lot of notes very quickly that I learned to use a biro. And then I suppose, like everybody else, I got into using different kinds of biros. But I came back to a fountain pen many years ago. And this fountain pen I'm holding in my hand now is a very, very, such a treasured possession. that I'm afraid, I always have always been afraid to take it out of the house because I would lose it. I have lost quite a few things in my life, but I don't want to lose this fountain pen. And I've done, it's a while now since I've done much writing with it, but now that it's had a refill, now that I've, you know, it's loaded up, it's ready to go, and I'm just about now to write something in a book. And when I've done it, and I'll maybe tell you about it on another occasion, the main thing though is, isn't it interesting to both be into Twitter and fountain pens? And thanks very much for listening. If any of you out there have any similar foible, like old world, new world joined together, please chip in. Let's hear about it. I personally love odd connections like that. Thanks a million. Bye. Oh yeah, just let me say, my name is Paul O'Mahony, and it's a delight to make audio for you. Bye bye for now.